This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. As spring creeps into the Sulphur Springs Valley where we live, you see and feel the seasonal changes, not in just the plants, right? But no. Animals as well. I mean, the most obvious, of course, in the critter department are the avian species. I saw my first turkey vulture 2 weeks ago. Sort of a sad sighting, as it was a turkey vulture standing atop a dead orange and white kitty cat. I didn't see any other vultures that day, and actually, I didn't see any vultures for days and days after that. So this early bird gets the carrion, I guess, right? The road kills along the two-lane blacktops of the Sulphur Springs Valley sure make life good for turkey vultures once they arrive. I confess to sometimes pulling bodies off the road and to the side, making for easier and less dangerous access for the scavengers such as ravens and vultures and hawks and sometimes, eagles. The ravens and vultures scatter. They take flight from approaching traffic. But I've noticed sometimes hawks like a red-tail or Swainson's are quite protective of roadkills and reluctant to take flight, leading to two roadkills. But anyway, as spring enters and summer awaits in the wings, avian species come and go. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's hummingbird migration time, my friends, so species will be passing through or hanging out. This could be the year that I actually not only identify some of them, but remember that I identified. Hey, wait a second. I already identified that one, some of these speedy rascals that visit us, and I'm ready. You know, I've got two feeders. I filled them up just recently, and I put the feeders hanging out on the porch, and we certainly have plenty of hummingbird-friendly plants around the Mosquito Homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. Plants that have red tubular flowers. Oh, yeah, the red tubular flowers gonna bring them in. I recently read that hummers go for flowers with the most nectar. I mean, in hard times, hummingbirds can have hard times too. They'll visit low nectar flowers, but they like their high nectar plants. And the author, the wonderful author, Marcy Scott, she's the author of the book Hummingbird Plants of the Southwest. She's also a grower, by the way, very good grower in New Mexico. Anyway, Marcy Scott calls the plants like salvias and pentstemons, she calls them sugar spigots. Yeah. And so the mosquitoes are ready with our plants and our feeders. When I start thinking about all the colorful, florally colorful plants that abound in the borderlands, I always come back to some of my favorites, many of which are not found in the uplands around our home, but in the lower, hotter deserts where I used to live. Oh, yeah, I mean, I love the plant named for the hummingbirds that visit it, Chuparosa, or its Latinized scientific name, Justicia Californica, that's funny. I can't get that out. Californica, Chuparosa is better. Anyway, my old Arizona flora says it ranges from 1,000 feet to 4,000 feet in elevation on rocky slopes and along arroyos. I always think of it as even a little lower, like 2,500 feet on hot rocky slopes. I'm guessing at 4,000 feet, it's on a very, very warm slope. But oh my gosh, I remember a hike years ago to the Coyote Mountains, and on a rocky slope, this is on the east side of Kitt Peak, that's where it was. The Chuparosa was abundant on this rocky slope and in flower, and I had on a red ball cap, yeah, and voracious hummingbirds whirled around me in search of nectar. And in doing that, of course, they were sharing and spreading pollen that becomes attached somewhere on their tiny noggins. It was just a joyous moment, a moment or two on that slope, you know, with many Chuparosas, plants, and hummingbirds. And as it turns out, on that slope, the ocotillo were blooming. Yeah, so bright red tubular flowers full of nectar were plentiful. And it was a hummingbird smorgasbord. All you can eat. Come to this slope. All you can eat, hummingbird smorgasbord. Anyway, after an experience like that, it doesn't take much to figure out what to plant in your own habitat if you want resident or transient hummingbirds come into your place. So if you live in the low desert, you got to plant a Chuparosa or two. Plant a couple for me because I can't. But we both can plant because we can get seed-grown ocotillos. We both can plant ocotillos. Not harvested, not the ones that are dug out of the desert, but beautiful seed-grown ocotillos. And the bonus from your plantings, my plantings of these cool hummingbirds plants is that many other species, birds, insects, visit them as well. So what you're getting is a pollinator garden with native plants. I'm liking this. I'm liking this a lot, my friends. The borderlands are full of cool plants for a native pollinator garden. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.